This Skeens quote, I think, is a big first step for him. He has now shown that he is willing, very nicely, I might add. This reminded me of when Tomlin benched George Pickens last year. I believe it was against the Cowboys when his snaps went way down. And he called it a case of snap management and said, everything's fine with George. No, you benched him. But you went into a litany of euphemisms to try to explain why you benched him and never actually said you benched him. So this is Skeens essentially telling Bob Nutting, you didn't do anything to help the team. What are we doing here? And we better do something and do it soon. But he said it all very nicely. The most important thing, the significance of this, is that Paul Skeens has shown he's willing to call out management, ownership, nicely so far. This was a little bit of sparring here early in the boxing match. But Paul Skeens has just doesn't strike me as the type of guy who's going to pull punches later on. If we're in a position next year like this, all bets are off with this guy. All bets are off. Let's take a listen to the quote. The question comes from Zangrilli, who's also mildly implicated here, I might add. The question is from Zangrilli, and this is the answer.
Closer versus farther away, what's your sense as to where this team is at in that respect?
I would argue both to an extent, because we are very close, but we need to consciously and intentionally make moves to get us better. I think that,
stop. You know, stop. We need to consciously and intentionally make moves to make us better. That is a giant quote from Paul Skeens. Nicely put, euphemistically put, but that is a giant quote from your best player. And the way that I interpret it, like, you know, if you have words, you know, something comes to you in Spanish, you put it through Google Translator, it comes out the other side, roughly translated sometimes. But I'll put this through the Pomp and Joe translator, and it comes out, to me at least, as get off your ass and do something while I'm still here. Spend some money, make some trades, get some players while I'm still here, and while I'm still being relatively quiet about it. Do you agree? What would your translation be?
Exactly, exactly what you just said. I was surprised, too, when I saw that he said this, and he said it in the most nicest possible way that he could say it. But 100%, this is him saying, I'm looking at where this team is right now. We should be way better than where we're at. And yeah, I don't know how many more years I have left here. Let's try and make the most of them.
Yeah, I don't think that we're taking too many liberties there. So let me hear it again. It's Zangrilli saying, you know, are you closer or further away from contention, basically? And this is the whole answer.
Closer versus farther away, what's your sense as to where this team is at in that respect?
I would argue both to an extent, because we are very close, but we need to consciously and intentionally make moves to get us better. I think that's, you know, something that we might have been a victim of in the offseason a little bit, just because we have guys that can get better, you know, on the pitching side and offensively. That seemed like that was the goal and the, you know, the outlook during the offseason. Not that we made some moves, but there are guys that we have now that can get better, that will get better, but we have to make it happen. And then obviously going out there and, you know, trading for guys, signing guys, who knows from there. But I think it's something that we have to be conscious and intentional about.
Okay, so when he says the first part of that, we are very close, but we need to consciously and intentionally make moves to get us better. I think that's something that we might have been a victim of in the offseason a little bit. They weren't a victim of, they victimized themselves, is what he's saying there, is basically we didn't do crap in the offseason and look at us now. And again, I don't think I'm taking liberties. He says that very nicely. We might have been a victim of what? Well, he just said we need to consciously and intentionally make moves to get us better. So we might have been a victim of that, I guess, of a victim of unconsciously going about our offseason and not making moves to get us better, which everybody knows right now. So I'm still sitting here angry that that one was missed, but who cares? We move along. Now it's on the record. Now it's out there. And now I think the world is, you know, aggregating that quote as they do so people can see it, which they should. And the real importance of it to me is that Paul Skeens has now opened that door. He's opened the door where he's going to be willing to call things as he sees them. And I know, you know, with a military background, he is likely inclined to sort of toe the line and be a good soldier, so to speak. There's that part of him. And there's also the part of him, this is not the military, this is pro sports. There's also that part of him where he ain't going to watch, you know, BS happening and not call it out. And that part's going to win as a member of the Pirates. And I think what he said Sunday was the first step in that direction.